y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas.
Greetings, Radio Havana listeners. Today, we continue with the narration of the events surrounding the October crisis. The first rocket was installed on October the 4th. By the 14th, there were four more. 10 days later, there were 20. And finally, on October the 25th, all the R-12 missiles were operational. The CIA and other Western intelligence services were immediately interested in the unusual movement of ships between the Soviet Union and Cuba. Due to effective cover-up and the U.S. refusal to consider the possibility that nuclear weapons could be arriving in Cuba, their spy services could obtain no data of any value. During the questioning to which illegal immigrants from Cuba were subjected in Miami, many of them described large closed trucks with military escort traveling the highways at night. During the months of July and August, there had been 72 violations of Cuban airspace by spy missions. Submarines were detected in Cuban waters on 11 occasions, and twice ships flying the U.S. flag came close to the Cuban coast. Beginning on September the 1st, subversive political, economic, and military activities against Cuba increased. Given that based upon information manipulated by the CIA, they were preparing the conditions and the pretext for a military intervention in Cuba. On Monday, October 15, an analysis and interpretation team of the National Center for Photographic Intelligence identified various objects similar to the components of launch pads for the mid-range R-12 in the vicinity of San Cristobal, which, according to North Americans, had been observed in the Soviet Union during the U-2 spy plane overflights. The photos from the first day showed a total of three emplacements with four ramps in each. In order to corroborate their presence, six U-2 overflights were made the next day. The evidence revealed the existence of military constructions for the installation of missiles identified as SS-4. New reconnaissance flights were ordered, and the military preparations of the United States intensified. This included reinforcing the illegal Guantanamo naval base, and in the south of Florida, where four destroyers were stationed. In Cuba, a combat alarm was decreed while North Americans evacuated their civilian personnel from Guantanamo. On October the 24th, at 10 in the morning, the U.S. formally initiated a naval blockade around Cuba, although the decision had been made 4 days earlier, and 183 warships, including 8 aircraft carriers with 40,000 Marines on board, were gathered in Florida. On October 27, a U-2 spy plane was brought down in Oriente Province. Finally, after numerous exchanges of notes, telephone calls, and negotiations between Kennedy and Khrushchev, the Soviet Union agreed to withdraw the missiles without the consent and agreement of the Cubans. In 2012, in one of his reflections, Fidel recognized the extraordinary gestures towards Cuba made by Khrushchev. And although he did not hesitate to criticize the agreement Khrushchev reached with the United States without consulting Cuba, he recognized that it would be ungrateful and unjust not to recognize the extraordinary solidarity in difficult moments that were decisive for Cuba. He also declared, and I quote, "Those events, without doubt, cost Nikita Khrushchev his post. He underestimated the adversary and turned a deaf ear on the views about which he was informed and failed to consult his final decision with those of us who were directly exposed. What could have been an important moral victory was thus converted into a costly political setback for the Soviet Union. For many years, the worst kind of dirty tricks continued to be carried out against Cuba, and not a few of them, such as the criminal blockade, continue to these days."
Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo.
This was Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos who spoke to you, because Cuba and Puerto Rico are the two wings of the same bird.
Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro.